They also have, through shared medical research and professional organizations, wide international contacts with colleagues. They may be well placed to undertake diplomatic activities such as mediation, facilitation of dialogue, and high-level advocacy, although they would require appropriate training to perform such tasks effectively. 19 Subordinate goals transcend the interests of contending parties and are shared by both, or all, of them. Certain goals in population health may make it desirable to see cooperation between contending parties in a region affected by war. This may create an opportunity to build a negotiating framework, to counter dehumanization of the enemy, and sometimes to demonstrate the possibility of stopping the violence. Where the warring parties are, or aspire to be, the government, they may willingly espouse public health goals. Funding bodies may make grants conditional on the contending parties finding ways to work together. In the mid-1980s, UNICEF, the Roman Catholic Church, and other organizations negotiated days of tranquility in El Salvador. Fighting was suspended for the immunization of children for 3 days each year from 1985 until the peace accords in 1992. Major gains in the health goals of the campaign were ostensibly achieved, with a total of 300,000 children immunized at several thousand sites each year. The incidence of measles, tetanus, and polio dropped dramatically, that of polio to zero. A negotiating framework between government, the army, and rebel forces, mediated by the church, was created at the national level and multiple local levels. This ostensibly contributed favorably to the achievement of the peace accords. 20 Solidarity. Individuals and groups in threatening situations may be struggling to survive, attempting to restrain an existing war or to prevent a possible war, or resisting abuses of state or rebel groups' power. Linkages with health sector groups outside the conflict area may provide much-needed resources, including knowledge. The vigilance intrinsic to such linkages, as operated by organizations like Amnesty International and Physicians for Human Rights, may provide protection against the persecution, disappearance, or death of workers. Solidarity linkages may also offer alternative, non-violent strategies for resolving disputes. The medical action group in the Philippines comprises physicians, dentists, community development workers, nurses, and medical students. They travel in small teams to remote areas to treat people in communities displaced by war that would otherwise have no health services. They promote the peace and security of these communities by reporting on human rights abuses by the army, and they work for longer-term peace and justice by advocating on behalf of affected communities. The army units in each area are always visited by the entering team. Human rights violations are thought to have diminished as a result of the team's capacity to report and advocate. Strengthening the social fabric. Healthcare is one of the chief means by which members of a society express their commitment to each other's well-being. An adequate healthcare system accessible to all members of society can promote feelings of security and of belonging to a broad, inclusive group that respects people and meets their common needs. This civic identity makes hate-based mobilization of ethnic or other identity groups more difficult. In Uganda, for instance, renewed health structures have encouraged displaced people to return home, and it has become clear that rehabilitation of the healthcare system is linked to the wider process of social recovery from War 21. In many areas, ethnic and religious divisions may have been manipulated to foment war, and violence may have been propagated as a desirable solution to conflict. Social healing of these divisions is necessary to re-establish conditions for public health. This activity is sometimes combined with the tasks of physical and psychological rehabilitation. 22 In Croatia, a school-based curriculum has been devised for children aged about 11 in areas seriously affected by war.